Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Edward Schrenk is, so we're having a little difficulty connecting with him. I promise you he'd be here, but you and I are going to continue to march. We're continuing to look for him. One of the things that we were going to talk about is the value of military veterans to the marketplace. Now, those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time know a little bit about my background. I was in the military for a number of years, active reserve, and as an officer. And my son is still a Marine. He was on active duty. He did two tours in Iraq and in 04 and 06. My dad was in World War II, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody in my family has served in the military all the way back to the Revolutionary War, maybe before that. My family came over in the first one came over in 1735. So we've been involved. There was even a General Blasingame back in the early 1800s, I think, in the War of 1812. Anyway, so it's in my blood. It's in my genes. It's in my attitude about how important our members of our military are. You know, today, when men and women come back from service, when we see them, we thank them for their service and that sort of thing. I'm so glad to see that, because it hasn't always been so. When you were in the military, especially following the Vietnam era, you know, things weren't like that in those days. So it's good that America is recognizing that our men and women in uniform are very, very important and dedicated people. But there's more to them than just their service. While they're serving, they're getting training. They're getting experiences. They're getting leadership experience. And I'm talking about if you see a private first class, somebody that's basically, you know, a pretty low on the org chart, as they will tell you, as a PFC will tell you, that person has had some leadership experience, but also that person has been around leaders. They know how organizations work, and so the reason I'm telling you this is because if you have an opportunity to hire someone who has military background, then I hope you will at least give that person extra marks, extra credit for having that experience. Now, I'm not telling you to hire them automatically. There are a lot of other things that go into hiring someone. But I do believe that if you meet someone, if you have an opportunity, if you see a resume that shows that this person has experience, even if they're just in the reserves, and I say just meaning a reservist, unless they spend time in are called up to beyond more than 6 months, unless they spend if they spend their whole life as a reservist and aren't called to active duty, they're not considered veterans. And that's a technicality that it's a bone I have to pick with the government about that. But they're not called veterans primarily because of the benefits. They don't want to call you a veteran so that you'll try to claim some benefits. And so anyway, that's another story. But even if you, whether the person has been a member of active duty, of service, or if they've been in the reserves or National Guard, that person has had training, has had leadership experience that I think will benefit you. And so if you aren't familiar with the military, if you haven't spent any time in the military, if you don't know much about the military, if you see a person's resume, if you meet someone and you determine, you find out, you're told that they have military background, military training, military experiences, ask them about that. Don't just, I'm not saying that gives them a free pass. Everybody has to earn the job. But ask them about their military experience. Get them to, they might not bring it up on their own. So everybody, there are people out there who aren't fans of the military. And that breaks my heart. But I, you know, we can't help that. So they might not bring it up on their own. But it should, they probably will have it on the resume. And when you see that, if they haven't talked about it on their own, ask them, just say, tell me about your military background. What? Tell me what you do or what you did in the military. I'd like to know. And ask them about their leadership roles. Ask them about what they did and some of their experiences. And I think when you hear them talk about that, you will hear them telling you things that you can use. You'll hear them saying things that you'll determine, I think, all other things being equal, the qualification situation being pretty equal, I think you'll look at that person, you'll say, you know what? That's the kind of background I want in my business. And again, not just active duty, people who are on, you know, my son, when he came out of the active duty after four years in the Marines, then he went into the reserves, so he had both of those experiences. But it doesn't matter if it's reserves, if it's National Guard, if it's active duty, you're going to find people. When you find those people, you're going to find them with experience, with training, with bearing. The military bearing is a very disciplined bearing. And that's the kind of thing that you want in your business. You want people who are disciplined. You want people who have put someone else above themselves. You want people who are capable of realizing that it's not always about them. And if you spend much time in the military, if there's one thing you find out that it's you can't live your life making it all about you. So give these people an extra shot. Give them a little bit an extra attention. And certainly, absolutely, positively, if you're looking through resumes and you see somebody who is even close to being qualified, and they also have any kind of military background, make sure you talk to them. I'm not going to tell you to hire them. That's your decision. But I am going to ask you, be sure to give them an interview. I think you'll be impressed. We'll take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.